It's Marissa, and you're listening to From Boise. Today is Thursday, April 11th, and it's going to be a fun weekend. It's going to be so nice out. Also, there's like a bunch of fun stuff going on. It's starting to be that time where everything's going on. You got to decide what you're going to do. But that's what I'm here for. So I got a bunch of stuff, a bunch of ideas for you. But if you are, you know, looking for some more stuff to do, you can find that in the newsletter. That's either in your inbox or at fromboise.com. All right. There's a ton of markets that are kicking off this weekend. You may have listened to my episode on Tuesday, which was all about markets that are happening like all throughout the spring and summer in Boise and beyond. If you missed that, you can find it pretty easily. Just go look like one back. Sorry. I didn't mean for that to sound rude, but that's how you'd find it. But here's a nice little pretty list for you of all the markets that are happening this weekend. So on Friday, April 12th, as in tomorrow, there's a group in town called the Disco Tits, and they are putting on a Funky Friday pop-up market at Burt's Brewing in Garden City from 4 to 8 p.m. So you can shop for clothes, jewelry, and lots more while you drink a beer. And then on Saturday, April 13th, it's a bunch of kickoffs for farmers markets. So the Boise Farmers Market is happening from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. That one happens at 1500 Shoreline Drive in Boise. It's right off Americana Boulevard. This is where you can shop for locally grown produce, meat, eggs, cheese, plants, flowers, seeds, all kinds of stuff. Also on Saturday, April 13th, the Capital City Public Market is happening from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That one happens on the Grove Plaza in downtown Boise. Tons of art, more produce, baked goods, all kinds of things. Also on Saturday, April 13th, the Main Street Market is happening from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at City Hall Plaza and next to Meridian City Hall. Lots of produce and, you know, art things to find there. The Nampa Farmers Market is also happening on Saturday, April 13th. This is a soft opening, so I'm not exactly sure how many vendors will be there, but it's going on from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. in Lloyd Square Park in Nampa. Also on Saturday, April 13th, if you're looking for some vintage clothing, No New Vintage Market is happening at the Linen Building from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tons of vintage. You can get a tattoo, find something cute. And then let's see what else. On Sunday, April 14th, the 36th Street Sunday Market is happening at Sockeye Ale House over in the Northwest End. There's, you know, quite a mix of people or vendor people here, like art, spices, produce, all kinds of things. That one goes from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And also you can get brunch at the Ale House next door. And then on Sunday, April 14th, the first Boise Flea of the Season is happening from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in their new location in the East Stadium lot at Boise State University. There's over 100 vendors there. Also, they have $5 parking in the parking lot. You can also ride your bike on the greenbelt. They'll have some food trucks. Push and Pour will have their coffee cart there. Lots to see. All right. This weekend is the 99th birthday of the Boise Depot. So on Sunday, April 14th, there will be a 99th birthday celebration happening. They will be doing free guided tours of the Boise Depot at 12 p.m. and 1:30 p.m. There's free face painting. Also, there's some exhibits from the Caldwell Model Railroad and Historical Society and the Southern Idaho Garden Railway Society, plus some more stuff. The entire event goes from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. This episode of From Boise is sponsored by Visit Southwest Idaho, and our out-of-town tip for you this week is to book a rafting trip with Cascade Raft and Kayak. Cascade Raft and Kayak is a family-owned and operated business in Garden Valley. They offer one-day guided whitewater rafting trips on the Payette River, ranging from like chill floats to thrilling rapids. They also have kayaking classes and lessons for those who are looking to improve your skills. If you're looking to do some fishing while on the river, Cascade Raft and Kayak can help you out with that too. They offer guided fly fishing trips on the Payette and the Boise River. Cascade Raft and Kayak is only an hour from Boise, but if you're going to make the trip to the mountains, you may as well sleep under the stars. In Garden Valley, you can stay at Walk on the Wild Side Bed and Breakfast, or you can rent an Airbnb. If you have a camper or you don't mind tent camping, you can check out the Riverside RV Park or River Pond Campground. There's also lots of dispersed camping in this area if you prefer to camp that way. So next time you are visiting Idaho and looking for an unforgettable river adventure, book a trip with Cascade Raft and Kayak. All right, there's a couple early Earth Day events happening this weekend. Earth Day is not until Monday, April 22nd, but here's two things happening this weekend. Tonight, Thursday, April 11th, there's an event called Earth Day Family Night Out that's happening at Zoo Boise from 6 to 8 p.m. So they have animal artifacts, Earth Day activities, opportunities to meet animal ambassadors, and a guided zoo tour. Tickets are only $8, and you do need to register for that, so make sure you do that ASAP if you want to go. And then on Saturday, April 13th, the city of Boise is doing an Earth Day celebration at Kristen Armstrong Park. That's happening from 12 to 4 p.m. Live music from Radio Boise. There's food by the Boise Farmers Market, Darjeeling Momo, Melt Extreme Grilled Cheese, and Scotty's Hot Dogs. Plus, they have lots of art activities, and they're doing an electric vehicle car show. All of that is totally free. Okay, here's some comedy and storytelling things for you. On Friday, April 12th, Boise author and New York Times bestselling author Kim Cross is doing an event called The Making of a True Crime Narrative at the Lit Room in Garden City. Kim will delve into the intricate narrative of her latest book, which is called In the Light of All Darkness, Inside the Poly Class Kidnapping and the Search for America's Child. Kim is amazing, and if you have any interest in like true crime or writing, you should totally go see that. Tickets are $15 to $45, and that event starts at 6:30 p.m. Again, that's at the Lit Room in Garden City, which is the teeny tiny little bookstore right across the street from Push and Pour. All right, also on Friday, April 12th, there is two comedy events happening. One of them is called Bottoms Up, an improvised drinking game. That one's happening at the Lounge at the End of the Universe. Tickets to that are $10 to $20. That's a 21 and over show. Also happening on Friday, The Riff is happening at Mad Swede Brewing downtown. This is also a stand-up improv show. There's a different lineup each month. Tickets to that are $20 online or $25 at the door, and that show starts at 6 p.m. On Saturday, April 13th, Lectures by Lushes, the Drunken Lecture Series, is doing a special brunch show. That's happening at Shrine Social Club, and tickets to that are $15 to $20. That show starts at 11:30 a.m., and that's also an 18 and over show. On Saturday evening, April 13th, you can go to a thing where you can laugh your tears away. It's called Almost Scary, a Saturday the 13th show. This is an improv show also where the comedians will turn everyday situations that could have been terrifying into comedy. So that show's happening at the Creative Space in Garden City. Tickets to that are $5 to $15. And then on Sunday, April 14th, comedian Luis Cervantes is doing a free stand-up show at Mad Swede Brewing, the Cole Road location. He's a pretty well-known comedian in the LA scene, and he's doing a free show, so you can go check that out. I forgot to put what time that's happening at, so if you want to go, you should go look at the newsletter because I'll update it over there. This episode of From Boise is sponsored by Shade City Brewfest. Earth Day is almost here, and I know our community in Boise loves to take care of the environment. That's why it's so important to support community events like Shade City Brewfest, which is a two-day low-waste food, beer, and music celebration happening out at the Idaho Botanical Gardens. Since 2022, Shade City Brewfest has invited thousands of folks to enjoy live music, food from local vendors, and drink a bunch of beer from a bunch of different breweries, all while producing only 10 bags of trash for the whole festival. And it improves every year. That is so impressive. So from food composting to waste management and tracking their carbon footprint, Shade City's sustainability efforts really highlight how hosting large events does not have to come at the cost of a healthy environment. Also, it's really fun. So like you don't have to sacrifice fun to be sustainable. This event is 70s themed, so grab your favorite, you know, bell bottoms or whatever sort of 70s things you have. You can also bring whatever sort of cup you want to drink beer out of and get ready for a good time. Shade City Brewfest tickets are on sale right now. You can find those at lostgrovebrewing.com/ShadeCityBrewFest. You can also sign up to volunteer, and there will be live music and lots of beer and lots of fun things to do. So see you at Shade City. Okay, here's some food things for you. I actually have quite a few this week. On Friday, April 12th, it's National Grilled Cheese Day, in case you didn't know. And Melts Boise is doing a celebration. It's happening from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. They have like games, live music, giveaways, and grilled cheese, of course. Also, on Friday and Saturday, April 12th and 13th, Huston Vineyards is doing a thing for World Malbec Weekend, which is celebrating one of the greatest grape varietals in the world. Just kidding. One of the grape varietals grown in Idaho. So they have two different events happening. There's an Argentinian dinner on Friday. It sounds delicious. It's happening from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Tickets to that are $100 per person. The whole dinner is paired with different Malbecs. And then on Saturday, the event, of course, has like wine, food, and music. Also, you'll be able to taste Huston's newest Malbec. That event on Saturday goes from 12 to 5 p.m., and tickets to that one are $50 a person. On Saturday, April 13th, Sockeye Brewing is throwing a one-year of beer party. This is to celebrate the one-year anniversary of the Sockeye Ale House. That's the one over in the Northwest End. There will be live music all day long. They're doing live screen printings, drink and food specials, a golf tournament, a raffle, all kinds of stuff. Also on Saturday, April 13th, if you like micheladas, you're going to want to go to this event. It's a Cinco de Mayo pre-party at Boise Urban Garden Center. Bugs. What does the S stand for? Anyways, Bugs. You know what I'm talking about. Boise Urban Garden School. That's what it is. Okay. So they're doing a Cinco de Mayo pre-party where they will explore a variety of chelada and michelada combinations along with food inspired by the garden. Sounds fun. It's $30.94 per person, very specific price, and that's a 21 and over event. Also on Saturday, if you're looking to just, you know, really chug a bunch of beer, maybe you should join Jolanda Quaffing with Lost Grove. That's happening at Cactus Bar. This is a wild drinking game where you have like a team and you have to like send a beer, like slide a beer across this long table, and then the other person has to like catch it in the air and chug it, and then you switch places. Like I said, it's just chugging a lot of beer. But it's very entertaining to watch. If you want to play, it's $50 for a team of four, and you need to be there by 1 p.m. to check in. The quaffing begins at 2. And again, that's happening at Cactus Bar. If you want to drink a bunch of whiskey, maybe you would be interested in the classic Kentucky whiskey and dinner pairing that's happening at the Riverside Hotel. That's on Saturday, April 13th. It goes from 6 to 9 p.m. And the ticket is $150, and it includes a welcome cocktail, a 5-course dinner paired with whiskey, and a flight of 4 James E. Pepper whiskeys, plus an educational class. That's a 21 and over event. Okay, also on Sunday, April 14th, join Second Sunday Sleigh Brunch by Served and Waffle Love. It happens at the Balcony. This is a drag brunch event. There's multiple performers, plus a waffle bar, mimosas, and more. Tickets to that are $15 all the way up to $360 if you buy a booth, and that is a 21 and over event. Also, heads up, you should get your tickets for this event happening on April 22nd. It's called Taste Your Way Through France. It's happening at Parcero Wine Bar, which is that beautiful new wine bar in Garden City. Tickets to that are $40. It includes 6 wine pours. Each wine is from like a different region in France. It's also paired with small bites, and then they're also offering specials on to-go bottles. That will be a fun one. Okay, and then here's 2 just like random events. I don't know where they fit, but I thought you should know about them. On Friday, April 12th, There's the monthly astronomy lecture and stargazing event happening at Boise State. This is a really cool event. Starts at 7:30 p.m., happens in the Education Building, room 112. And so it's a lecture first. This month's lecture will be by Dr. Amy Steele, and she's talking about dead stars and rogue asteroids, learning about exoplanets by ripping them apart. Sounds hardcore. So there's the lecture, and then that's followed by a stargazing event at the observatory on the roof of the Boise State building. I can't remember which one it is. But yeah, it's totally free. Anyone's allowed to go. You don't have to be a student or anything like that. And then on Sunday, April 14th, if you need to fix your bike up for the summer, you should head to Lost Grove Brewing. They're having a bike tune-up patio party. So there's a completely free bike repair workshop hosted by Boise Bicycle Project. Plus, they have beer and food. They have pizza there. It's really good. That event goes from 12 to 4 p.m. All right. That's all I got for you to talk about. But of course, you can find lots, lots more in the newsletter. You can find that in your inbox or at fromboise.com. All right. Thanks for listening. Have a fun weekend.